Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, January 23rd. Currently with fair skies, it is 7 degrees. The humidity is 85%. The wind speed is west at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.17. The dew point is 3 degrees, and the current wind chill is minus 4 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A rare injured snowy owl is on the mend following a Lane County rescue.
Last week, a local game warden found the snowy owl injured and rescued the bird. Then he reached out to a professional wildlife caretaker for help. Carrie Newell, the owner of Carrie's Rehab Critters in Stockton, is nursing the owl back to full strength, and it's going well.
He's more physical. He's also letting me know he's not happy, and he's biting on my glove when I have to clean things.
Once the snowy owl is back to full health, he'll be transferred to the Minnesota Zoo and eventually get moved to his natural habitat in Canada. I'm J.P. Bazant.
With the Chiefs' win in the AFC divisional round against the Jacksonville Jaguars on Saturday, head coach Andy Reid earned his 20th overall playoff win. That ties Reid with Tom Landry for the second most postseason victories by a head coach in NFL history. The Chiefs will play in their fifth straight AFC championship game this Sunday in Kansas City. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly invites job seekers to participate in the first virtual job fair of 2023, hosted by Kansas Works. The virtual fair will take place from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Wednesday, January 25th, and will highlight employment opportunities within many of the state's 98 government agencies. And there are close to 900 job openings in state government across Kansas. Governor Kelly said filling Kansas job agencies with talented and skilled employees is increasingly important as they need to ensure state agencies have the necessary workforce to advance the programs and services that are afforded to Kansans. The virtual job fair portal features a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. Job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally, as employers might request to engage in a video interview on that day, and registration is required in order to participate in the event, regardless of your previous participation. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said their agencies are primed and ready to hire top talent to fill open jobs across the state. And Commerce alone has 30 job opportunities available and seeking motivated individuals ready to join their winning team. Kansas Works links businesses, job seekers, educational institutions, and training providers to ensure the state's workforce is equipped to meet industry needs. Workforce development teams are dedicated to providing assistance with the job search process, creating effective resumes, job training, job placement, and more. And the centers are ready and available to assist anyone looking for employment with the necessary tools to finding good-paying occupations. Candidates can participate by any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. You can visit kansascommerce.gov to find the link to register for the January 25th virtual job fair. The Colby Community College Endowment Foundation announced a scholarship after receiving a $50,000 gift from David and Rose Kreller, as the fund is in memory of Kathy Kreller, who graduated in the first nursing class at Colby Community College, and Kathy passed away in 2000. The Kathleen A. Kreller Scholarship will provide two $2,500 awards annually, one for a practical nursing student and one for an individual pursuing an associate's degree in nursing, or ADN. First preference will be given to students from Rooks or Smith counties, and second preference will be given to candidates in Phillips, Norton, Graham, Trigo, Ellis, Russell, or Osborne counties. President Dr. Seth Carter stated that Colby Community College is honored to be able to recognize and memorialize Kathy's legacy, and the college is incredibly thankful for David and Rose Kreller's generosity and their investment in the nursing programs and their students. Customers may notice increased costs this week at their local post office branch. The United States Postal Service on Sunday bumped up the cost of a first-class forever stamp from 60 cents to 63 cents. Other price hikes include the cost of sending a domestic postcard from 44 cents to 48 cents, an international postcard from $1.40 to $1.45, and the certified mail fee has gone from $4 to $4.15. Officials said the increases are part of a plan to bring financial stability to the Postal Service and that customers can expect to begin seeing price hikes twice each year. With fertilizer prices continuing to be a significant input cost and the availability issues, it's increasingly important for producers to properly manage their agricultural inputs. To address the topic of soil nutrient management, K-State Research and Extension has scheduled four regional programs during the month of January 2023, and locally, the meeting is scheduled for January 25th here in Norton from 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the 4-H building at the Norton County Fairgrounds. The workshop will be presented by Dr. Lucas Hogg, KSU Northwest Region Agronomist, and the Senior Lab Servitech Agronomist, along with local extension agents. The topics will include KSU research updates, soil sampling, fertilizer placement, non-traditional P and N sources, and keeping fertility rates along with drought impacts, along with the question and answer session. Three CCA credits are approved by the State Board of Ag. There's no cost for the meetings. However, pre-registration is required for all the meetings either online at 2023NC/NW Fertility Schools or at your Norton Extension office by calling 785-877-5755, and a minimum of 10 pre-registered producers are needed to hold the meeting. In Nebraska news, nonprofit Renewed Horizon is starting its foster parent training today, Monday, January 23rd, in York. Across Nebraska, statistics show nearly 500 children in the state are waiting to be adopted. So Renewed Horizon, established in 2020, is hoping to change those numbers with the offered training. The nonprofit says the courses are required for foster parent licensing within the state, and it's a great opportunity to learn more about foster parenting. The courses will last for up to 10 weeks, are available online as well as in person at Renewed Horizon, and the classes will meet every Monday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Potential foster parents who want to register can do so online at renewedhorizon.org. A jury has acquitted University of Nebraska Regent Jack Stark of witness tampering in a sexual assault case. In the jury of five women and seven men returned a not guilty verdict Friday afternoon after 30 minutes of deliberation. Prosecutors charged Stark with felony witness tampering in August of 2021, and they alleged that Stark told former Husker fullback Willie Miller not to testify on behalf of Miller's friend Doug Anders, a former Omaha gym owner accused of sexually assaulting a teen girl who worked out at Anders' facility. Anders was convicted in February 2021 of first-degree sexual assault. Stark, a 76-year-old sports psychologist, was prepared to testify as a witness for prosecutors on behalf of the victim, but he was never called to the stand. Former Nebraska coach Tom Osborne testified on Stark's behalf before the jury got the case on Friday, and he described how Stark would help Husker players all the time, and he created a players-only group in the 1990s that addressed team chemistry and disciplinary issues. Lincoln police arrested 29-year-old Armand Raji in connection to the shooting death of an 18-year-old male. According to the Lincoln Police Department, the shooting happened following a neighborhood disturbance at approximately 10:19 a.m. Officers found the shooting victim outside of a residence in the area of 18th Street and Euclid Avenue with a gunshot wound to his upper torso. Lincoln Fire and Rescue assisted in attempted life-saving measures. However, the victim was declared dead at a local hospital. And the victim's name is not being released at this time for the privacy of the family. The investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to call the Lincoln Police Department or Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Monday, January 18th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, Dean Little, and Robert Bowman, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dean Little to approve the January 4, 2023 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were three building permits presented for approval. Visitor Emily Jacobs expressed her concerns and frustration with the city's lack of education and communication with the recent enforcement of the no parking loading zone located in front of the East Campus on State Street. Emily emphasized the importance of having the curb painted to indicate this specific zone so it made clear that parking was not allowed. After discussion on the topic, it was decided that bright-colored flags would be placed on the loading zone signs to help draw attention until the curb is able to be painted. Gerald Jones then scheduled a Public Safety Committee meeting for 2 p.m. on January 26 to further address the implementation of loading zone on State Street at the East Campus. Reva Benin stated that the community garden would like to apply for the Blue Cross Blue Shield Pathways grant through the Norton County Hospital to expand the community garden. She stated the application is due on January 27th, and the grant requires that they have a 5-year lease agreement for the property being used, as well as a letter of recommendation. The current lease agreement between the city and community garden is only for 3 years, and it was determined that with the shortest of notice, the city would not be able to have the required documents ready before the application was due. Mayor Jerry Jones appointed Jay Sharp as chief of police, and a motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Ron Briery to accept Mayor Jones's appointment of Jay Sharp to the chief of police. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was then made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to accept the employment agreement with John J. W. Sharp. And the vote was taken and the motion carried. Chief of Police Jay Sharp stated that he would like to promote Sergeant Chris Davis to the position of Assistant Chief of Police with the starting pay at range 15, step C on the pay scale. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to approve starting Assistant Chief of Police Chris Davis at range 15, step C on the pay scale, and the motion carried. City Attorney Abigail Horn gave an update on her preparation of the charter ordinances relating to the changes to the board composition for the Convention and Tourism Committee and the transient tax. Abigail stated that she did some research, and with the charter ordinance, the public has a right within 61 days from the last date of publication to ask for the change to be put on a ballot, and she doesn't want to inadvertently set the city up for a special election because they are costly. In her opinion, timing-wise and to be on the safe side, it doesn't make sense to go forward with the charter ordinances right away. She recommended waiting to start the readings when they get closer to the election so the city doesn't risk having to do a special election. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen to approve doing a 6-month evaluation for police court clerk Veronica Rojas in February, and pending the outcome of the evaluation, awarding her a 2-step pay increase. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Ron Briery scheduled a Public Works Committee meeting for 4 p.m. on February 2nd, and Dean Little scheduled a Personnel Committee meeting for 4 p.m. on January 25th. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having taco crunch, peaches, tossed salad, chocolate cake, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken strips, whipped potatoes with country gravy, rolls with margarine, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chili dog, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. You're scheduled today for Norton Schools at 4 p.m., the Varsity Scholars Bowl at Phillipsburg, and the MCL Basketball Makeup Games will be held here in Norton today, January 23rd. The Norton girls are scheduled to begin at 3 p.m., and the Norton boys are scheduled at 4:30 p.m. Both the boys and girls will be playing for 7th place. The girls will play Oakley, and the boys, Trigo. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your weather forecast for today should be partly sunny with a high near 31 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, some patchy fog, otherwise mostly cloudy, with a low around 15 and a northwest wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming southwest after midnight. On Tuesday, some patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 26, and on Tuesday night, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 18. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 31. On Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 32. On Friday, partly sunny with a high near 39. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 33. And on Sunday, there is a 20% chance of snow. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy with a high near 16. Currently, with fair skies, it is 7 degrees. The humidity is 85%. The wind speed is west at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.17. The dew point is 3 degrees, and the current wind chill is minus 4 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
The reimagined Pro Bowl presented by Verizon is headed back to Las Vegas. Watch Peyton and the AFC take on Eli and the NFC yet again. But this time, the Mannings will compete as head coaches leading the best in the league. Catch new skills, challenges, and fan favorites like Best Catch and Epic Dodgeball and the first ever NFL flag football game. Tickets starting as low as $35 for the 2023 Pro Bowl games presented by Verizon. Sunday, February 5th, 12 p.m. Pacific at Allegiant Stadium, Las Vegas. Visit ProBowl.com/tickets to buy your tickets today.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Chiefs are set to host their fifth straight AFC Championship game after they defeated the Jacksonville Jaguars on Saturday afternoon, and they will be set to face the Cincinnati Bengals after they defeated the Buffalo Bills. And speaking after their playoff victory for the Chiefs, quarterback Patrick Mahomes discussed making five straight AFC title games, a feat that very few, if any, have done in the NFL, and he discussed how important it is to have this moment of feeling for the Chiefs in their fifth straight appearance, but also what it means for the rest of the team or organization around him.
Yeah, I mean, it's a credit to the team I have around me, the coaches I have around me, and the organization in general. I mean, we prepare ourselves every year from training camp in St. Joe's, Missouri, to be here. But it takes a day-by-day process, and I think the coaches preach that, the players do that, and the organization around us supports us in that mission. And so we just try to do whatever we can to be in this position to get to this AFC Championship game, and then now we'll find a way to get to the Super Bowl, and that's going to take a great week of preparation and practice.
Yeah, in sports, I'm Fulton Caster.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurring leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. Where we had some significant snow that fell this weekend, we have a dense fog advisory in north central and northeast Kansas. That is for freezing fog, so conditions could be a bit slick on the roadways. We have a weak ridge of high pressure that's spreading in today, so things will be fairly quiet for us. But by tomorrow night, a low pressure system now currently in the southwestern part of the country will be tracking to our south. The latest computer model runs take that low a little bit further north, so that may up our chance of snow, potentially 1 to 2 inches over east central Kansas, 1 to 3 in the southeastern part of the state. For northwestern Kansas, today's high near 30, tonight's low 10 above. North central Kansas, freezing fog this morning, our high in the low 30s, and dense fog in northeastern Kansas today with a high in the low 40s. For southwestern Kansas, freezing fog possible again today and tonight, our high temperature in the upper 30s, tonight's low in the upper teens with snow tomorrow. South central Kansas, our high today in the mid 40s, temperatures in the low 40s in southeastern Kansas. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, cattle on feed report that came out Friday afternoon, pretty much in line with expectations, but the overall fundamentals in the market remain weak. Cash cattle trade probably, or at least anticipated, to be weaker this week, maybe steady to a dollar lower. We'll wait and see how the week progresses. Now in the grain market overnight, we do see a weaker tone. The rains that were expected, anticipated, came through in Argentina, but also snow and a wet snow fell in the western parts of Kansas as well. Wheat futures down 9 in the overnight trade, corn down 4, soybeans down 10 to 15. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
There are a few things most farmers agree on. Don't judge folks by their relatives. Always drink upstream from the herd. And if it pays $300 an acre during a drought, well, you ought to check it out. Presenting Sustainable Oils Camelina, a drought-tolerant oil seed crop used for renewable diesel production that can fit right into your rotation. We have a multi-year agreement with ExxonMobil to purchase our renewable diesel. If you're a new grower and get a certified stand, we'll pay you $300 per acre. We'll also provide the seed at no cost. You'll make money while enjoying all the biological benefits of ground cover and protecting the health of your soil. You'll also add income without adding headaches. Early fall planting and early spring harvesting means no